Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Perry School Recovery Coordinator, Dr. Mandy Ross. And Mandy, as the second half of the school year has started, of course, obviously we just got past the one-year mark for the unfortunate tragedy that took place last year on January 4th. Can you give us a background of how you ended up in this position of being the recovery coordinator?
Yeah, well, you know, starting off as a support administrator at Perry Elementary was very meaningful to me, and I had connections early on because quite a long time ago, I served as an elementary principal at Perry Elementary when I first started my administrative career, and it was my first principalship coming out of the classroom, and so coming back to Perry Elementary was very meaningful to me, and I already had connections. There were some people who were still there from when I was there originally. And actually, Clark and I worked together. He was lower elementary. I was upper elementary principal. So my role there as support administrators at the middle school and high school were also there for visibility, there for support for the principals who had been through so much themselves. And then just being an extra set of hands, eyes, and ears for the building and helping out in whatever ways we could. And it could be as simple as covering the lunchroom because the principal needed to be someplace else, but also just being there so that regardless of which building we were in, as support administrators, we were there to make sure that kids and staff and principals had what they needed as extra support for themselves.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Mandy. And now can you talk about what your relationship with the school board? You talked about working with Superintendent Clark Wicks. Talk about what that relationship is like.
Well, you know, just because my primary role as recovery coordinator is working with the administrators and, you know, just doing some coordination, because as recovery coordinator, I mean, I'm doing a lot of connection between the federal government, the state government, and then also because there are grants that are specific to schools, crises and shootings, that there's the business office is a small staff, and so part of my role became making sure that we had those grants in place, that we were following them, that we, you know, we were doing the things that needed to be done so that we had the resources to get things done as a result of January 4th. So, you know, working with the school board, mostly with the school board president, that's where most of my relationship was, but also, you know, other school board members, it's really just keeping the board updated. But most of that goes through Clark in his role working with the board. But I've gotten to know Linda Andorf quite well because she sits on the recovery team. And so there's that relationship that's been established. So Clark and Linda become the liaison between my role and the school board.
Again, we're speaking here with the Perry School Recovery Coordinator, Dr. Mandy Ross. And now, Mandy, it seems like the reoccurring word of the year for 2024 for the Perry community was the word resiliency. And so in your role, how did that really apply? What did you see from your perspective?
Yeah, I totally agree, because, you know, then with the Tyson announcement, I just felt like it was just another double whammy. But I think that what I've seen is that by coming together, by being a community, that I've seen staff and students become very strong and resilient. And but the other thing that I think is critical to keep in mind is how much different everybody's recovery journey is. There's not a standard of, okay, this date you're this way, on that date you're that way, and just trying to be responsive and put pieces in place so that wherever you are on a given day in your recovery journey, that there is supports there to help you become resilient and get through it, because it's just very interesting watching everybody go through their journey and making sure that we have enough people, you know, in the mental health community in particular, to help get through that journey. And it may be that there's a day that people need extra help and they may be fine for weeks and then all of a sudden need some extra support. So that's what we've tried to do, is put pieces in place so that whenever someone needs some support, whether it's students or staff, they can have that support that they need in order to get through to the next step in their recovery journey.
Awesome. Thank you. And as we continue the conversation, now that school is back in session, classes are resuming, can you just remind our audience the resources that are available to the students and staff members?
Right. You know, staff has really expressed a desire to have things as normal as possible. So we've worked to respect that request, but we also know that we need to have a safety net for those people who might have a situation where they need some extra support. So today, tomorrow, and through most of next week, we have mental health professionals available in each of our schools during the week for students and staff. And we've also arranged to have some mental health support at the Perry Library, the public library, so that if parents are struggling when they drop their kids off at school, which is completely understandable, that during 10 to 2 on Monday and Tuesday at the Perry Public Library, they can stop and talk to someone if they need to. And so just having those resources available. And we're also encouraging parents and guardians that if they're sending a child to school and they're recognizing that something's not quite up to par with the kiddos, that they reach out to their either school principal or school counselor to request some additional support for their children.
Awesome. Well, thank you for kind of laying everything out again as the Perry community continues to heal as we are now into 2025, and really appreciate the work that you've been doing, as well as just really kind of all the administrators, the school board. I mean, there's so many people to thank, but again, I know you and the rest of your staff that you work with has done tremendous work. So thank you for all that you do. And we'll check in again to see kind of how this school year is going.
That sounds great, Shaquan. Thank you so much for your time.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that is the Perry School Recovery Coordinator, Dr. Mandy Ross, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.